Good morning. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Connie Holtz, and I'm really just calling for some information. I know that we have seen some of the Archtop trucks in our vicinity, but I don't know that it's available yet in my area. And I was just wondering if it is. I did look online, and I couldn't find anything about it. But we have seen the truck, so I was hopeful that maybe I'm missing the boat here, but or if it's going to be anytime soon.
Absolutely, I can definitely help out with that. Let me go ahead and verify your address for me, please.
Sure, it's 238 Rokeby Road, Red Hook, New York.
How do I spell Rokeby?
Border, Rokeby.
Okay, thank you.
I basically am on the border of Rhinebeck, Red Hook, like right on the cusp, but more my address is Red Hook. And I know that Archtop just recently came into Rhinebeck, New York, and Kingston, New York, which is just across the bridge from me. But I really have very limited internet here, and the ones that are like so expensive. And I'm like, just was wondering what you guys had or if it was available to me.
Absolutely. I can definitely take a look at that for you. No worries. And just bear with me as I go ahead and search for the address in our system to see if it is serviceable. And that was 238, correct?
Yes. I'm probably not a mile out of Rhinebeck.
Yeah, we're not quite in that area just yet. But what I can do is I can sign you up for a notification for when we are.
No, I just did that. I did that.
Okay.
Because I couldn't find my address on there, and I said, I'll just sign up for the notification. But do you have any idea when that would be? Because I'm, again, searching for an internet provider, and I wouldn't want to walk into something. If you said, well, we're going to be there in 6 months or something, I could probably hold
out. Well, it would definitely be less than 6 months, because we're currently just starting in the Red Hook area, if I'm not mistaken. We're still expanding in the Rhinebeck. So
okay.
With that being said, as far as it goes with all of that, we would definitely be there soon.
Okay. That sounds good. Then I'll just wait it out if you think it's going to be less than 6 months.
Yeah, because we're looking at Red Hook with the town and village within 2024, so before the end of the year.
Okay, because we're already in July, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
August, actually.
Yeah, we're okay. Basically in August, since tomorrow's August 1st.
Yeah. Well, like I said, my husband saw the truck. So I said, well, I don't think they're available yet here. And he goes, well, it was not that far. And, I'm like, okay, well. And then I read that they were in Rhinebeck. I said, maybe they were just passing through to get to Rhinebeck or something,
Well, actually, we would have to go through Rhinebeck to get to Red Hook because our headquarters are in Kingston.
Oh, there you go. And I'm literally, I'm less than a mile from the bridge to Kingston.
Yeah,
I'm like right at the cusp of Rhinebeck, and Kingston. I'm like, right.
Yeah, because 199 is right there, and then it kind of intersects, yep, like right between Red Hook and Rhinebeck on 90.
Yeah,
so.
And when you make there's a turn to go to the bridge on 199.
Yep.
I'm like
on 9G, yeah.
On 9G, I'm like a half a mile from that turn from the bridge.
Oh,
I
wow.
Make a right off of, I know, I'm like, you make a right off of 199 and 9G because it's like double. They use it for 99.
Yeah, like right by where you go for the school.
Yep, I'm like literally right there.
Okay, right, yeah, so that's not very far at all.
Road, you can see it's not very far, but it's still that much far that it's, hopefully, I don't know if you're going to come up 9G or will it service the whole Red Hook all at once, or how does that work?
Typically, when we roll out, we have to get the permissions from the town and everything, which I'm sure we've already gotten, to micro-trench. What that means is you'll be seeing our trucks. We lay up to, if I'm not mistaken, it's like 500 feet, if not more, per day of fiber.
Okay.
Because we have to splice it, make sure everything's working correctly, getting the light through and everything. But so essentially what it is we do what's called micro trenching. So we're not actually digging, but we are creating little small cuts as a micro trench to go ahead and lay that fiber in, and then we'd recover it with the proper material, whether it's in the grass or if it's on the road.
Wow.
So we go ahead and do that, and we lay as much as possible, and then of course we verify to make sure everything is in working order, seeing as fiber can be very delicate.
Okay. Yeah.
And we manage all of our fiber ourselves as well. So you're not going to see us, you know, having to call anybody else to go ahead and correct the fiber or fix the fiber or splice the fiber.
I see. Well, that's good. Yep. And the fact that, you know, your headquarters are right over there in Kingston, so that's very convenient.
Absolutely. So we all know the area as well.
Yeah. And I noticed, too, that you're out of Stuart, Florida. It's funny because when we vacation, that's where we go. We go to Stuart, Florida.
Oh, that's so funny.
I said, what a familiar places here. So that works out.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, no,
right.
Definitely. We do have one office in Florida, but our main focus is here, and our headquarters are here in Kingston.
Interesting. Okay, very good. Well, I'm happy that we're going to have an option at least, because I'm currently with Spectrum, and they're terrible. And I have a lot of, and I've added more sort of things to my home, like, you know, cameras and.
And it makes it difficult, especially with the lower megabytes per second for such a high cost. It's definitely exhausting at that point.
It's about $120. And that's not even the highest speed, and it's shoddy at best.
Yeah.
It really is.
I had the same issue with Optimum.
Oh.
It was like 130 for a 1 gig connection, only 35 megabytes per second upload. So I completely understand where you're coming from.
300 megabytes, and I probably have like 30 things hooked up to it because, you know, every little thing, you got your phone and you got, you know, your camera.
Well, that's where the 1 gig is perfect for that. Or even if you want to go up to the 2 gig, which is regular price at $99, if you sign up for the auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing, it would bring it down to $89.99. You're still paying a fraction of that cost. Plus, we don't add taxes or fees on top of it, and we don't charge you for the equipment.
Wow.
It's fully included.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, now I'm anxious.
No worries. We will be there soon. I promise you that.
All right. Thank you so much for the information.
Absolutely.
I put my email address in there, so hopefully I'll hear it back.
Yes, and we will send a notification to you. You'll also probably receive some direct mail to let you know, hey, we're in the area. We're able to either pre-order or we'll be able to get service to you.
Good.
So
perfect.
Once it does get closer to that time, there will be some direct mail being mailed out to all of the mailboxes in the area to let them know, hey, we're in the area. You should expect us soon, and you can pre-order, or we have service available now. So that will be pretty good. The other great thing is that if you do sign up for the auto pay with paperless billing through your checking account, it's that price for 2 years, no contracts.
No contracts. Perfect. Yeah, I'll probably do that.
That makes it
so much easier.
Yep. It does, because then at that point, if you feel like, okay, well, I'm moving and I need to cancel my service, we don't have any termination fees or anything like that.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
We like to be pretty transparent and straightforward.
Yeah,
our customers know what they're getting.
Well, if that's the case, I mean, Spectrum's going to be hurting. They better look like stepping up to the plate and changing their policies.
I have had a lot of calls regarding Spectrum.
I'll bet you have. I'll bet you have.
But we're also even moving up to Hudson and Catskill soon, too, in the next couple of years. So.
Oh, okay.
We're looking to provide fiber services to the areas that don't quite have fiber yet because, one, it's faster connection. It's emitted through light, so it's going to be much faster than the coaxial cables.
Wow.
Plus, better service, and it's also helpful for the families who have gamer kids like myself.
Yeah, that's right. I do.
I have a house of three gamers. Well, actually, myself, I am a gamer too. But then I also have two friends of mine who come over regularly that also play games with either the kids or myself. And so, yeah, five different gamers all just sitting in the same house definitely need those speeds.
Yep. Well, I'm not a big gamer because I'm retired, but so I'm a little older. But I still need the bandwidth because I have so many. I mean, I have Alexas all over the place.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like I said, I have video cameras because we do go away a lot, and I like to be able to keep track of the house.
Well, that's only expected because nowadays security is a top priority.
It is. It really is. Yeah.
I mean, you never know.
Kids come over and they play, they do game, but not the high speed that they would need, but they do, you know.
Yeah, but at least it would also help with, like, if you were doing other things too, like watching a movie, it wouldn't coincide with each other. That's the great part about it.
Yeah, that is.
Everything can run smoothly.
I can't download a lot from, you know, stream. I can't stream a lot. It buffers a lot.
Oh, no. See, with the 1 gig, yeah, you'll definitely get, like, zero buffering at that point. Unless you have, like,
yeah,
5 or 6 different TVs streaming at the same time. I highly doubt you'll even see buffering at that point.
No, and not for nothing, I have to put – oh, that's another question. I have to put Wi-Fi extenders all over my property because it won't reach. Will that be an issue? I had to put one out in the garage because I have a detached garage.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
I only have a half acre property, so it's not like I'm looking at, like, you know.
So you're kind of like me. You're kind of like me. I have a detached garage as well that I wanted to convert into a bit more efficient of a workspace. I wanted to set up an office back there and get everything remodeled, but I just don't have the funds for that right now. I also have just under a half acre property, so I completely understand. I actually have issues currently where my modem and router are sitting in the living room, which is on the other side of the house. And I have some difficulties with the kitchen sometimes in the driveway. So spots in my driveway kind of don't get the best signal, but other spots in my driveway get perfect signal. It's kind of weird, but it could also be due to construction materials. As far as Wi-Fi extenders go, we do offer them at only $7.99 a month.
Okay. Well, I do have my own. Why would I need to get them? I mean,
So, I mean, if it's compatible and it works, then great. But I have had some issues in the past where some people have had, like, the mesh router systems, like Orbi or what else is there? There's a couple different kinds.
Yeah.
But they were having difficulties with it, and we can't troubleshoot equipment that isn't ours because we don't have the capability of troubleshooting that within our back-end systems.
Understood, yeah.
So, I mean, you are more than free to go ahead and try using yours, but if it doesn't quite work, then we do offer the Wi-Fi extenders at $7.99 per month. And again, taxes included, so.
Okay, good. Well, that answers that question. But, yeah, because I do still have some blank spots around. But I seem to have corrected that to a certain point. But
yeah. See, it's funny because my house was built in 1900. I've got Quaker stone basement. So,
you know, I swear we live in the same house. I have a stone basement. My house was 1860.
Dirt floor.
I'm not kidding you. Dirt floor? Yes. I swear to God.
I actually have to fix the corner of the basement because when there's heavy rain, I get a leak in the corner over by the water pressure tank and then also the boiler, the furnace.
Oh, my God. We had to dig out to make it so you could stand up down there. And, you know, because we've been here for 30 years. And so we added on to the house and we made it, you know, habitable because at first it really wasn't. But,
yeah, I had to redo my stairwell because when I first moved in, because I mean, I felt like I was climbing steps. It was just so impossible. But now with an L-shaped stairway, the center support beam of the house ends up being so low that it's at like 5'2". And thankfully I'm 5'1", which works for me, but anybody else that needs to go upstairs, they need to duck.
are you local in New York?
We are. Where yes. So we're all local. So personally, I'm actually east of Red Hook and Rhinebeck. At least that's where I live, but we all commute here to Kingston. It's all local. We're all locals. Yeah.
Well,
so
good.
We have our headquarters.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And that's kind of the goal of our company too, is to make sure that we have, you know, locals, so that it creates a better community connection as well.
It does. It does.
Because I'm sure you've had it where, like, you're trying to explain to a tech of where to go and they get lost. You know, at least we're all locals, so we understand the general areas.
That's right, because you never know where you're talking. I mean, I could have been talking to Florida for all I know, because it was an
855
number. You know what I mean? So, no, but that's good to know.
No, but we're headquartered here in Kingston, and we do have a primary focus of being deeply connected to the community. We actually were at the Sawyer Motors Car Show over in Saugerties a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
We had a tent there, and we were all there and answering questions for people and businesses. And
Yep. Well, it sounds very promising. Listen, thank you so much for all the information.
Oh, of course.
I really appreciate it. And I'll look forward to seeing you or talking to you again.
Absolutely. And you can give us a call with any further questions anytime as well.
Okay, CJ. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Connie. Did you have any other questions for me today?
Nope, that's it. You've been so helpful.
Of course, anytime. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and a great week,
you too. Yeah, you too. Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.